Hi, this is Darren Smith, and it's my joy and privilege to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. Have you prayed today? Do you have a routine or is it random? Both ways are encouraged. In the Bible, we have so many recorded prayers of God's people. Through them, we learn about God, ourselves, and how we can pray as well. I regularly read through the Psalms and pray through them, using the truths we read to shape my own prayers to our great and gracious God. Psalm 90 is a great one to reflect on and pray through. It is the oldest psalm in the Bible, written by Moses. The setting was not a settled life, but it flows from the long years of Israel's wilderness wandering after they failed to trust and obey God, who had delivered them from the slavery and sorrow of Egypt. Moses opens, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." Israel had no permanent home. They lived in tents. And yet Moses does not say the land or their tents is our dwelling, only that the Lord is their dwelling place. Stability is found not in geography or circumstance, but in God's everlasting presence and care. Verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." God is immovable and fixed. Even the mountains can't even begin to compare. He is the pinnacle of security and stability, everlasting to everlasting, it says. God is the only reliable refuge in a world where everything else passes away. This eternal God stands in unmistakable contrast to human frailty. "You return man to dust and say, 'Return, O children of man,'" verse 3. Moses echoes Genesis chapter 3 here, a reminder of the curse of sin and how death entered the world as a consequence of it. Verse 4, "A thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. For God, time is not a constraint, and yet for us it is a defining limitation. It often brings stress and anxiety because we can never get enough of it, or it seems to just slip away." Moses goes on, "You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning." Moses watched people die in the wilderness time and time again, a whole generation. Verse 7, "For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80, yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." The Bible does not pretend that life is long, easy, or predictable. It tells the truth so that wisdom becomes possible. That brings us to the central plea of the psalm, verse 12. "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." It is a request for proper perspective in light of the previous truths, a request to think rightly and to act out of the knowledge to do what is best. In other words, to walk in wisdom that comes from God. When we consider the backdrop of God's eternality against our transience, we can rightly discern we must be in absolute dependence on God. From here, Moses cries out for mercy. "Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days." Satisfaction and joy is found in God's steadfast love day after day after day, for we know nothing else can truly last or endure. The psalm closes, "Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands." Moses does not ask for more time, easier circumstances, or visible success. He asks that what God's people do would have lasting significance because God himself establishes it. Time is limited, and our strength will fade. We know those things far too well. But for the Christian, refuge is not found in our plans or priorities, but in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is our dwelling place, the eternal God who took on flesh and bore the judgment against sin in his body on the tree of the cross. And it is in him that numbered days have meaning, whatever may come. May we number our days, walk in wisdom, and taste and see ever deeper the magnificence of God's love and faithfulness to us in Christ. To him be the glory and praise. This has been Darren Smith, your radio pastor for the day.